Musa vimbere era qua, era qua, era qua.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:15. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. Two illegal miners die in Choma District. Marketeers in George Compound complain over poor waste collection. And in African news, two people shot dead amid a Kenya protest against the U.S. Ebola quarantine center plan. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Two suspected illegal miners have died after being trapped when a mining pit collapsed in a Luwe village in Choma district of Southern Province. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo says the accident happened on May 31st at around 16 hours in Chief Jioma's chiefdom and was reported to Mamba Police Station later that night. Mr. Namalongo identified the deceased as 47-year-old Jasper Siamuele of Chunga Village and 48-year-old Arnold Munkombe of Nkungwe B compound in Mamba. He said the two men, together with other unidentified individuals, were allegedly engaged in illegal aquamarine mining activities when the wall of an open pit mine collapsed, trapping them beneath debris. Mr. Namalongo said police visited the scene and confirmed the incident. The bodies were later taken to Mamba General Hospital mortuary, awaiting postmortem examination and burial. Some marketeers at Mwamba Luchembe Market in Lusaka's George compound have expressed a disappointment with the Lusaka City Council over what they described as poor service delivery, particularly in waste management. The traders say despite consistently paying monthly fees for garbage collection, waste is often left uncollected for long periods, resulting in overflowing bins and heaps of garbage within the market. They have complained that the situation is creating an unhealthy trading environment and poses a serious health risk and environmental risks to both traders and customers. The marketeers say the continued accumulation of waste could lead to disease outbreaks if urgent action is not taken. They are now appealing to the Lusaka City Council to improve waste collection services and ensure garbage is collected regularly to maintain a cleanliness and protect public health. The Lusaka City Council, through its Public Health Department, working with the Ministry of Health, has launched a citywide inspection of food premises ahead of World Food Safety Day on June 7th. Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the exercise is targeting markets restaurants and street vending sites to ensure food sold to the public is safe and fit for human consumption. She says the health inspectors are checking compliance with hygiene standards while also educating food handlers on proper food storage, handling and preparation practices. Ms. Mwamba has since urged residents to buy food only from approved and inspected premises and to carefully check food labels, including expiry dates and manufacturer details. She has further warned that the council will take legal action against individuals or businesses that are found selling, storing or distributing unsafe food products. This year's World Food Safety Day is being commemorated under the theme Food Safety from Burden to Solutions, Safe Food Everywhere.
To ensure that all food sold to residents is safe and fit for human consumption, council health inspectors and Ministry of Health officers are assessing compliance with hygiene standards. They are also educating food handlers on proper storage, handling and preparation techniques to prevent foodborne illnesses in the city. Beyond enforcement, the exercise is serving as a platform for health education. Food handlers, marketeers, and food business operators are being sensitized on the importance of maintaining high hygiene standards and understanding the risks associated with unsafe food.
The Minister of Health has urged parents and guardians to ensure children under the age of 5 receive the polio vaccine during the ongoing vaccination campaign running from June 2nd to June 5th. Speaking to Kombon Ready News, Lusaka Central Sub-District Health Promotions Officer Nom Sakasea says the exercise targets children aged between 0 months and 4 years 11 months as part of efforts to protect them from the polio virus. Ms. Kaseya said the vaccine is safe, effective and approved by both the Ministry of Health and the World Health Organization. She dismissed the claims that the vaccine causes infertility, disability or other health complications. She further encouraged parents to allow health workers to vaccinate eligible children, noting that the exercise is free of charge and available at health facilities, schools, churches, markets and bus stations.
So the vaccine is very, very safe in that before it reaches Zambia, the Ministry of Health and the World Health Organization make the vaccines undergo several trials, and for it to reach Zambia, it means that it has passed those tests and trials, and it's very, very safe for our children. It does not cause infertility in future. It does not cause disability. It is not designed to wipe out the black race. Actually, professors from Africa also participate when the trials are going on.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana ama bwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana ama bwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola maximwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Umgankale, bwana ama bwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center.
MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rates, mitengo, zama order, zamene chalangida, ife, to Company